Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
New Zealand's relationship with India was the top of the agenda for the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee as it heard submissions from various business groups. One of those was ANZ New Zealand, represented by David Green, their Institutional Managing Director. He described India as an emerging market for New Zealand businesses.
We're all very well aware of the opportunity that China presents for New Zealand. It now has the world's largest population, and the free trade agreements help not only make our product more attractive, but strengthen the relationship between our countries. What's not as well understood in New Zealand is the opportunity that India presents. It has the second largest population in the world, and in the longer term, it's got some demographic advantages that make it look like it's set to become a bigger player on the world stage.
Mr. Green explained some of those demographic advantages.
It's got a young and rapidly growing population. Surprisingly, 30% of the population is aged under 15 and two-thirds under 35. The population is expected to rise from its current 1.2 billion to around 1.5 billion in 2030 and 1.7 billion in 2050. So to put that in context relative to China, by 2025 it's projected that India will overtake China in population. And by 2050, it will have an extra 350 million people living in India than in China.
And Mr. Green said the booming Indian population presented even more opportunities for New Zealand.
Naturally, we're very excited about the potential for India as a major source of growth for the New Zealand economy for many years to come, with nearly 1.2 billion mouths to feed. And our ability to produce food, that's a natural area for us to target. And as we develop strong positions in growing and increasing affluent markets, we've got the opportunity to position New Zealand food product at the premium or specialty end of those markets.
An example of that was provided by Mr. Green's colleague, Chris Mowat, the head of ANZ's Asia-New Zealand Relationship Banking.
We end up selling a tetra pack of milk with potentially Manuka honey added and omega-3 oil and sell it for, you know, $25 a litre, which in New Zealand is never going to spend down in Food Town, but which people in Bombay, which has more US dollar millionaires than LA does, are going to be paying quite happily. Money is no object for them there.
And India's emerging wealth was outlined again later by another submitter, the Deputy Chair of the India-New Zealand Business Council, Prashanta Mukherjee.
There is a lot of money sitting in the so-called second and third tier cities of India. They are growing at 18%. 20%. I mean, I don't know whether you've heard about this town called Aurangabad, where in one shot they bought 60-odd Mercedes-Benzes and 60-odd BMWs. And they did that because they said, we work so hard and we have money. And they placed a single order, you know, to make a point that we have money. So there is a lot of money, you know, because rural India might look a little poor, but actually they have a lot of money. So I think we need to think about it. I don't have a solution here, but we will certainly be very keen to participate with the government and the agencies and also people like Export New Zealand to say, how do we market ourselves to India?
Prashanta Mukherjee, the Deputy Chair of the India-New Zealand Business Council, briefing the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee's inquiry into New Zealand's relationship with India. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.